TV Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Vous avez les nouvelles en langue anglaise. Kelly Evan, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, listeners. Thanks for joining us on the 6:30 a.m. news. First, our top stories. He is back home, hale and hearty. The President of the Republic of Cameroon, Paul Biya, has returned to the country after a sojourn in Europe, disproving widespread rumors about his state. Fake certificates are a disgrace. Genuine documents uplift, choose the path of hard work and integrity. The statement reverberates from today across the national territory in institutions of higher learning during a week-long campaign initiated by the National Anti-Corruption Commission, CONAC. This story and more right ahead. The head of state, President of the Republic, has returned to Cameroon after a private sojourn in Europe. President Paul Biya and his wife were received at the Yaoundé Simalin International Airport by a host of cabinet members at the head, the Minister of State, Secretary General at the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Gongo. The population turned out massively to give a warm welcome to the presidential couple to Yaoundé. Shortly after the arrival of the head of state back in Cameroon, the different transporters trade unions embarked on a parade around some streets of the nation's capital city to say, "Welcome back home, Mr. President." Ben Collins Noiberiwa has the report.
Members of the various transporters trade unions march from Mesa through Ecole de Police to Chinga Junction, reaffirming their commitment to peace. The joy was palpable as they welcomed back their champion, President Paul Biya, who returned to Cameroon from Europe this Monday, clad in white t-shirts bearing the head of state's image, messages of peace and long life. The union members demonstrated their solidarity.
Tabin Jang Thomas, member of the Association of Transport Drivers for Peace in Cameroon. People who are propagating all those false messages are people who want to destabilize the country. And this country cannot be destabilized by rumors. Disorder can never pass through transporters.
Commercial motorbike riders, bus and taxi drivers also carried banners with similar messages.
I'm called Wonder Williams, motorbike rider. Yaoundé 3. It's a special day for us because we are receiving our president. We have to unite to show how much we love him and we are in support of him. The special ceremony is just to let him know that he's not alone. That all the syndicate, the motorbike rider, the transporters, all of us, we are behind him.
President Paul Biya holds this sector dear, as evident in one of his messages on February 10th to the Cameroonian youths, where he positively acknowledged the commercial bike riders.
Thank you, Ben Collins, for those sounds and colors. Some political actors in Cameroon have been rejoicing that the return of the head of state, President Paul Biya, to the country puts an end to baseless rumors that have been circulating. Their views have been compiled in the following report by senior reporter Tiki Julius.
There is general unanimity across Cameroon's political class that stable institutions and the well-being of the one who incarnates these institutions are vital for peace, stability, and the development of the nation. Going by the national chairman of the United Democratic Party, UDP, Bochum Ehash Lawanbako, all Cameroonians must always think positively of their God-given leader.
You must have to think positively about your president, who is your security, who is the guide to keep your country in peace. All of us, the colonial, doing our normal duties because nothing is wrong with our head of state. Welcome, Mr. President. Welcome back.
Good enough. President Paul Biya enjoys the support of a vast majority of Cameroonians who are no doubt giving a deaf ear to these baseless allegations. Mr. Fru Jonathan is a senior official of the governing CBDM party.
Cameroonians in a vast majority love their president. Our people are happy to hear that President Paul Biya is coming back strong. and that he has been working even out there and that he's coming back to continue his duties in the country.
Both Bochum Ehash Lawan Bako and Mr. Fru Jonathan believe that every upright Cameroonian must constantly pray and beseech God to grant long life and prosperity to President Paul Biya, who has a vision of stimulating sustainable development and growth for the good of all.
Today, our wish is that President Paul Biya should continue to be healthy. We think that a vast majority of Cameroonians will continue to pray, to continue to wish that God should give President Paul Biya more years and even more wisdom.
The wish of other political actors is for Cameroon to continue to enjoy peace and social cohesion under the leadership of President Paul Biya.
Senior reporter Teki Julius.
There is general unanimity across Cameroon's political class that stable is. There is general unanimity across.
We are sorry for that mix up. In the Northwest, the political class in particular and the population at large have welcomed the return of the head of state as timely, pleading with him to continuously push for actions to resolve the ongoing armed conflict. Here are their reactions from Bamenda with Kilo Valerie Sala of Sea Out of the Northwest.
President Paul Biya is coming home at a time the Northwest continues to beg for peace.
He's the father of peace. He'll come back and bring peace and stability in the country.
A lot of people have been of the opinion that Paul Biya is a man of war. No, he's a father. And if the crisis we face in Bamenda had been a war, as people thought, it would have ended it more than 5 years ago, because he has all the ammunition. But to prove that he's a father, he never went to that extreme. He has a place in the hearts of the people of Bamenda.
Unemployment in the region remains high, and expectations are that he would take actions to reinforce the 3-year special youth plan that has seen the provision of jobs for many.
He assigned the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civil Education in August to come to the Northwest region and donate things to the youth. We'll continue looking for him so that he can also continue empowering these young people in our region. So we are so happy having him back.
The people of the Northwest will soon be presented with a balance sheet of President Paul Biya's tenure when a documentary on his achievement will be presented in Bamenda soon. Kilo Valerie Salas, CEO TV News, Bamenda.
While the nation celebrates the triumphant return of their president, preparations are on course for his film projection in the center region. Officials of the Ministry of Arts and Culture have disclosed that about 20,000 people are expected to watch the film Paul Biya, Un Grand Homme d'État, Un Destin Prodigieux this Wednesday, October 23 in Yaoundé, a film which they indicate is an opportunity to project and celebrate the achievement of President Paul Biya at the helm of the state. Karin Tosam reports.
The projection to take place at the Yaoundé Town Hall will feature the cultural and artistic phase, and then the projection proper. The Centre Delegate of Arts and Culture, Fabian Ateba Asomo, who's been on the site supervising preparations, mentions that some artists have been mobilized to ensure the success of the event.
We will have artists who will do live presentation before and after that projection of the film. And we are expecting about 20,000 people at Hotel Dubi from 10 a.m.
The governor of the center, Nasiri Paul Biya, is inviting the population to turn out and celebrate the leadership of President Paul Biya since his accession to power.
It's a film of how he has managed from beginning up to this point, and with a lot of tact, with a lot of dexterity, and with a lot of favor from the Almighty. I want to tell them that some of them will be ferried to Yaoundé by the local organizing committee, which has already taken the disposition.
Organizers of the event have also highlighted that 7 giant screens are envisaged, while traditional and online media organs will be present to a wide broadcast. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
And we also told you in one of our top stories that a nationwide campaign to sensitize young people on the harmful effects of using fake certificates in institutions of higher learning will be launched today by the chairman of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Massingams, during a ceremony at the University of Yaoundé 1 as from 10 a.m. It is hinged on the theme, fake certificates are a disgrace, genuine document uplift, choose the path of hard work and integrity. The campaign runs till the 3rd of November 2024. And that was the 6:30 a.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. Limatine de la CRTV continues in a moment.